Hello, I'm Dr. Don Newberry, the Idle American in Fort Worth. Today, Skyward with Love. Odds of brothers Orville and Wilbur Wright constructing and then flying the world's first powered aircraft in 1903, and Southwest Airlines founding what would become one of the world's leading airlines 64 years later, were about the same. Most figured the odds would be two, slim and none, and most were wrong. While the Wright's contraption was aloft for only 59 seconds, with a flight measuring just 852 feet, it was a beginning, as was Southwest's startup with leased aircraft, stiff competition, borrowed money, and unfettered dreams. Perhaps the chief of dreamers was Southwest co-founder Herb Kelleher, as was the eventual Southwest president Colleen Barrett, who was the first woman president of a major airline. Both pioneers, gone but by no means forgotten, came to mind recently on the front and back ends of my first major airline flight in 5 years. Advancing years, think numbers on a piano keyboard, health issues and fewer speaking opportunities have kept me largely grounded. Still, the recent Dallas to Tampa, Florida flight on the airline that love built lingers on my memory ladder's top rung. A friend claims that heaven has a glass bottom. I'll join right in on that, hopeful that Herb and Colleen flashed big smiles during my trip. For starters, I'd never negotiated Love Field's great new parking lot. While securing the car, I made a mental check of the items that would be lugged to the terminal. Yep, keys, wallet, two rolling pieces of luggage, a briefcase, a cane, and my dratted CPAP machine. Well, they weighted me down pretty well. Then it was mine to, trudge on to the terminal. We redefined trudging. Winded and eager to find a chair upon reaching the terminal, I saw a skycap literally running toward me, offering a tire-steel-smoking wheelchair. Rarely has any offer been so readily accepted. Michael wheeled me to check-in, then to the security gate, where pockets were emptied and explanations offered for wires and batteries implanted in my chest to assist with heartbeats. But wait, where was my phone? Probably left in the car, Michael said. Let's go back. He then wheeled me back for several hundred yards to the car, grabbed my phone from the front seat, shot a photo of my parking space, and pushed the wheelchair to my boarding gate. 30 minutes had passed, but early boarding assured my choice of any row of seats. Remember, it was Saturday night, and most people were already where they were going. And before you ask, yes, I did give Michael a generous tip. In Tampa, I addressed a church senior adult luncheon, sold a few books, and was hosted by two couples whose paths I have not crossed for 60 and 30 years, respectively. Mike and Jeannie Compton were Sol Ross students during my faculty tenure there in the 1960s. Mike was in my public relations class, and I later awarded Steve Biles his diploma for a baccalaureate degree at Howard Payne University 30 years ago. I was treated royally by the Comptons, as well as by Steve and his wife Cricket, and Steve's parents, Tom and Nanelle Biles, who had been classmates of mine at Howard Payne more than 65 years ago. After 5 days, I boarded an early morning Southwest flight, this one packed. I was wheelchaired to the gate for early boarding, sat near a college-age woman named Katie. We talked about columns, writing, reporting, etc., and she seemed interested. I told her I'd like to give her an autographed book, thinking I'd fish one out of my briefcase, which I'd placed on the plane's only unoccupied center seat. Alas, no book was found, but I promised I'd find her one at baggage claim with my luggage. She said she might be delayed. At no time during our 2-hour visit did she mention that she had leg prostheses. A flight attendant, call him Gil, overheard our conversation, mentioning that he's written the first chapter of his book. He shared it with me, and I quickly recognized his considerable talent. He, too, would get a book at baggage claim. After luggage was gathered, Gil, completing his trip, insisted on pushing the wheelchair to my car. I asked him how many times he had wheeled passengers from plane seats to car seats. "Counting today, once," he smiled. "Angels abound. Sometimes they are easily spotted." Don Newberry in Fort Worth. Good day.